Today we want to study about godly elders or shepherds that are over the congregation. And in order to do that, let me invite you to open your Bibles to 1 Peter 5. Peter is often noted because of his apostleship, and in a lot of ways he was a leader to the apostles. But today I want to notice something else, another hat, if you will, that Peter wore, and that is that he was an elder in the first century church. Look what he says in the book that bears his name, 1 Peter 5, starting in verse 1. Peter says, "The elders who are among you I exhort, I who am a fellow elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of glory that does not fade away." Let me give you some reasons that we can draw from this text why you and I today can be thankful for godly elders. One reason is because if a godly elder is in fact a godly elder, he's not going to serve because he wants power, but rather in a spirit of gentleness or meekness. He's got the best concerns of his flock, each individual member of his flock, in his heart. You can be reminded of the story that Jesus tells in Matthew 18 when he talks of a shepherd that has 99, but one has left, and that shepherd leaves the 99 and goes after the one. Why? Because he's concerned about the one. A shepherd's going to be more concerned about one who is lost than one who is in an okay condition or a safe way with God. Shepherd's not going to serve out of power, but out of love. Another reason we can be thankful for godly elders is because godly elders aren't going to serve because they feel like they're forced into it, but they're going to choose to do it. Sometimes we get those jobs that we just don't like, don't we? Those jobs that we're forced into and say, "Boy, if it was my choice, I wouldn't do that." That's not the case with a godly elder. A godly elder's motivation is going to be, I am concerned about this flock, and I'm concerned about them getting to heaven, and because my motives are pure, he's going to be a godly elder. We can also be thankful for godly elders, friends, because a godly elder has a we, not a me, type attitude. He's part of the group that he oversees. He's more concerned about the needs of the whole group, and even himself, than he is about what's in it for me. He's not going to serve with a dishonest gain, but eagerly. And finally, we can be thankful for godly elders, because godly elders are not going to be hypocritical. But rather, friends, they're going to set the pattern. Peter admonishes the elders here, you set the example to the flock. Don't be lords over them, but set the example. And when the chief shepherd appears, you can receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Thank God for godly elders.